Hi, Jacob here. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
We need to just roll up our sleeves and dig in.
I'm totally gonna win.
Well, now, there's the spirit.
Were you even listening?
Well,
Mikey!
Listen up. We really need to get cracking on the plan for our outreach night this month.
But I thought you said it was already decided, Pastor Mark.
I said we have the main event lined up, Haley. As far as the rest of the night, you all need to help me decide exactly what 4th, 5th, and 6th graders like to do.
We like to eat.
Forget your stomach for a minute, Mikey.
Well, actually, we're going to talk about food, too. The Richters are bringing in baked goods from their bed and breakfast, and we have to make some choices about those. It's all part of the planning.
What's the main event, anyway?
Glad you asked, Mikey. We, believe it or not, are going to have a professional storyteller come in to top off our evening.
A professional storyteller?
Believe me, she's good. Miss Grace Andrews will be reading from her brand new book about Finn McCool. And she's bringing along the star of the series, her seeing eye dog.
Wow, cool.
Grace is coming?
Are you sure she's coming, Pastor Mark? She hasn't been anywhere but church since she moved back. Why would she get up in front of the whole town?
I like your enthusiasm, Haley, but I wouldn't say it's for the whole town. This is our 4th through 6th grade outreach.
But...
Now, Haley brings us to another issue. I want you guys to get out there and invite as many people as you can to this thing. It's your chance to share your faith with kids who need to hear about God. And we're going to have an award for whoever brings the most friends, okay?
Yeah, right.
Cool!
You can spend the rest of our time tonight strategizing until your parents come. But be sure to come full of ideas next time we meet, okay?
Sure. All right. I'm totally going to win.
Hi, Haley.
Oh, hi, Josh.
What are you gonna win, Mike?
The outreach contest?
I don't think the outreach is really about the contest.
Now, I just gotta think about who I'm gonna bring. And since Anne wasn't here tonight, I bet I can cover our class before she does.
Mikey.
I gotta go find some paper. I need to make a list here.
I don't think he gets it.
Big surprise.
Well, do you know if you're gonna bring anyone?
I think I might ask Jessica.
Smith? She's never been to anything here, has she?
Nah, I never thought about bringing her to a church thing, you know?
Hey, do you think they have to come for the whole night? Or will it count if they just stop by?
Mikey!
Because I think I can get more people if they don't have to commit to the whole thing.
Brooke, you're not scheduled for today. Why are you here?
Hi, Ms. Kopeck. I'm not here to work, just to pick up my paycheck.
Well, as long as you're here... I should tell you that we have some busy weeks ahead of us. The Richters have volunteered their services to cater a youth night sponsored by that church down by the park.
That's my church.
Why am I not surprised?
Ms. Kopeck, what about the Richters?
Well, apparently there's some youth night thrown by your church.
Yes.
And the Richters have signed the use of the community center over to the church for the night.
Huh, that was nice of them.
We are responsible for the decorating and the baked goods. And it simply is not possible for us to get it all done at the quality level the Richter name demands.
Can we start working on things now?
Of course we can, and we must. But how well do you think baked goods keep? This night isn't for another couple weeks, and our products must be fresh. So, we will immediately begin work on the decorations.
Maybe it'll be fun, Ms. Kopeck.
Oh, there will be nothing fun about it. And since, by law, you can only work 2 days a week, I doubt we'll even finish in time as it is. There are high standards, and we just do not have the time to...
Blanche?
Oh, Mr. Richter, hello. When did you get in?
Early enough to hear you describing the additional work to Brooke.
Oh, wonderful. So... As I was telling Brooke, we need to just roll up our sleeves and dig in. And even though it isn't always fun,
Yes, I heard, Blanche. That'll be enough.
Right.
Now, Brooke, my wife tells me good things about you and the work you've been doing.
Thank you, sir.
Are you up for some extra work around here? Do you think you can handle it?
Actually, I think it'd be kind of fun. And if it's all right and it would help with the time pressure, I have a couple of friends that I'm sure would come in on the weekends to help out.
Well, now, there's the spirit. and I'm sure it would help immensely. What friends are you referring to, may I ask?
Luke and Becca Taylor? I mean, I'd have to make sure they could come this weekend, but we could at least get started on the decoration part.
Wonderful. I know Becca and Luke well. Blanche, they'll do good work. I'd like to see them here this Friday and Saturday.
Of course, sir. I was thinking of bringing in some extra hands myself, so
well,
this will
no
be...
Well, there's no need for that now, is there, since Brooke has taken care of that for us. Will you be here also with your friends on Friday, Brooke?
As long as it's okay with Ms. Kopeck.
Well, I suppose...
It's fine with Ms. Kopeck, isn't it?
Yes, yes, of course it is.
If I could just get Matt before Anna invites him, then I'd have one, two, three, four more to add to my list. Then maybe Haley and
Mikey.
Also... What? Oh, Haley. Actually, glad you're here. I've got a question for you.
What are you doing?
Making a list. I think I can get into the double digits with this youth group contest if I try hard enough.
Mike, it's not a contest. It's an outreach.
Yeah, I know. So I was wondering if you already had everyone in your class tagged.
Tagged?
Yeah, because if you're not going to ask any of the kids in there, then I call dibs, okay?
Pathetic.
Hey, you two.
Hi, Brooke.
I've been all over the house trying to find you. Couldn't you hear me calling?
No, I think the attic's soundproof.
Why were you looking for us?
Well, I just got back from the bed and breakfast, and the rector said that we're hosting some youth night for our church.
Yeah, it's the outreach.
And I'm totally going to win.
Win?
Mikey's on his own planet.
So what are you guys doing for it anyway?
I guess games and stuff. And then Grace is coming in to read a new book.
Really?
Yeah, really. And whoever brings the most friends wins. So, Haley, can I have dibs on your class or not?
I don't think you can call dibs on a class.
Brooke, Becca just called.
Hey, Justin, how about you? You want to come to the youth night?
He can't come. It only goes through sixth grade.
Yeah, but he's not even halfway through seventh yet. Justin, aren't you supposed to round numbers down if it's less than half?
Well, yeah, but what are you talking about?
Our outreach. And if you come, I can add you to my score.
Michael?
Score?
Yeah, it could put me in the winner's circle. Be a good brother. Come on.
That'd be like lying, Mikey.
Lying?
And besides, Pastor Mark knows me, Mike. It would never work. Brooke, I came up here to tell you that Becca called, and she said she and Luke can go on Friday, whatever that means.
Great.
I gotta find more people.
Mikey, wait up!
Yeah?
Tell me it isn't true.
What?
You didn't just ask Mrs. Collins to come to the outreach, did you?
She loves a good story. I thought she might like it.
Did you not hear the part about the fourth through sixth graders?
Of course I heard that part. Well, she's a fifth grade teacher. I thought Pastor Mark would slide her in.
Michael!
And Anna already asked Matt. I don't even know how she knew about the outreach already.
So, Matt's going? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but Anna gets him under her name.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Maya.
So, Mike?
Yeah?
I was just wondering if that thing you invited Mrs. Collins to was the same thing that my dad was talking about last night? The thing our bed and breakfast is catering for?
Oh, yeah, same thing.
So, that's for your church, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds pretty cool. First Church of Coleraine never does anything like that.
First Church? Hey, do you ever see Jessica there?
When she goes, yeah.
I wish she wasn't sick today. I wanted to ask her to go, and now I have to wait a whole weekend.
Are you still gonna ask her? Because if you don't, I will.
You're unbelievable, Mike.
What?
Oh, that's my dad. Well, I guess I'll see you guys around.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Maya.
Well, Anna got Matt, Justin doesn't count, Mrs. Collins is too old. I'm running out of ideas.
Where are you, Mikey? Why didn't you just ask Maya?
Maya?
Yes, Maya. She practically asked you if she could come.
She did not.
Were you even listening, or were you just thinking about numbers?
Well,
I should have just invited her myself, but I figured you'd get mad.
No. It's a good idea. I'll do it. And she'll come as my friend. Got it?
I'll see you at home.
What? What'd I do?
Brooke, can't you just give me something to cut? I don't want to have to be creative with this.
Ugh, knock it off, Luke. Brooke needs our help. Now, what did you like when you were in fourth to sixth grade?
Yeah, that's how we need to think, Becca. Like, what would have looked cool as far as decorations?
Honestly, I didn't care much about the decorations.
Yeah, but this is a party that the Richters are responsible for. Mm. They care about the decorations. And besides, we could use this to help with the outreach. Like use Bible verses or something.
Hey, yeah, that's a great idea. We could make a couple banners and redraw illustrations from Grace's books, you know? Like, use pictures of Finn McCool.
You know, I would have wanted something I could take home, like those party favor things we used to get at birthdays.
This isn't a party, Luke.
Yeah, but...
No, Luke might have something. Think about it. We could make stuff that we could hang up and every kid could take one home.
Hmm. Like what?
I don't know.
Hey, I got it. Finns are seeing eye dog, right?
Yeah. So?
Well, we could make little dog tags for everyone to take home. I mean, they're there to hear one of the books about Finn, right?
Yeah.
What? We're gonna give them dog tags to wear? That's just weird.
No, Becca, not to wear. Like a picture frame size. And we can write something on it. To remember the night, you know?
Hey, that could be cool. We could even put a Bible verse on there.
Perfect!
About a dog?
Why not?
What, like when Elijah said dogs will devour Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel?
Oh yeah, the kids will love that one.
I was just kidding.
No, seriously guys, we could put a verse on there about trusting and about how we need to follow God.
Yeah, cause Finn's her seeing eye dog. Good idea, Brooke.
Thanks.
How about the one from Psalm 119? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Oh, I like that one.
I do too. The kids can all take it home and know that even when they're not in a big group or something like the outreach, they can learn from God by reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. Good job, Luke.
Hey, I'm good. What can I say?
You can say nothing and grab those scissors. We've got plenty to do if we're going to make enough of these.
Finally, something to cut.
It doesn't look like very much has gotten done since last time I came through.
Oh, sorry, Ms. Kopeck. We just came up with our main idea for the outreach.
Well, we don't have time for fooling around in here. If you cannot work together efficiently, then we'll have to find other help. Am I understood?
Yes,
ma'am.
What are these things you're making anyway?
They're favors the kids can take home. First, we'll use them to decorate, and then everyone can have one.
Yeah, they're dog tags.
Excuse me?
Dog tags, like for the dog in all of Grace's stories.
Grace? As in Grace Andrews?
Yeah.
She's going to be in public? At this event?
Yeah, she writes a kid's book series, and she's reading her new one that night.
And Finn will be there. That's why the dog tags.
Are you sure Grace is okay with all those kids?
Oh, Ms. Kopeck, those are only rumors. Grace is wonderful. She's a really good friend of our family's.
Yes, I know. But you're not the only people who know her. And you certainly haven't known her that long.
What do you mean?
Stop with your questions. Focus on your work. And all of you, keep it down in here.
Whoa, what just happened?
There's something really strange going on with Ms. Kopeck and Grace. Haley and Timmy have both heard stuff, mostly from Grace, but I can't make the connection.
It's like Ms. Kopeck hates her or something.
Yeah, and from what I can tell, Grace isn't mad at her or anything.
Is Grace ever mad?
Okay, guys. I don't mean to be paranoid, but we need to get moving on this. And we shouldn't talk about this here, you know?
Yeah.
Good point. Hand me those extra scissors, Luke.
Please come?
But Haley said to say no if you asked me.
Don't you think it would be fun to hang out with all the big kids, though? And to hear Grace read one of her books?
Yeah, but I'm only in first grade.
Maybe in school you are, but as far as maturity,
I knew it! Timmy, don't listen to him!
Don't listen to me what?
You can't ask our little brother. He's too young.
Are you sure I can't go, Haley? It sounds like fun.
Hey, now, what's going on in here?
Daddy, can I please go as Michael's friend to the outreach thing that Grace is reading at?
Well, Timmy, you're not big enough.
Maybe they'd let him in since he'd be with me and everything. Don't you think? Maybe?
I don't think so, Michael. Why don't you stick with kids in your age group?
Why doesn't he stick with kids, period? Ask him about Mrs. Collins.
What's this?
Oh, who's nothing. I'm just trying to get as many people to come as I can.
Well, that's good, right. Son. I'm glad you're not ashamed to share your faith.
Yeah, and I don't even know what the prize is.
Prize?
Why was that coming in?
Oh, that's probably Anna. I called to see if she'd split Matt with me.
Mikey!
Split Matt?
Don't ask.
I can't believe how far we got on these dog tags last night, Brooke.
Me neither. And Becca, you did such a good job with that banner. I think you should use that handwriting on the tags you do.
Thanks. Do you really think 100 is enough?
I don't know. Maybe we should do 200 since we have the three of us working on it.
Better safe than sorry.
Oh, Luke, be careful. You don't want to smudge the marker like that.
Whoops.
This is ridiculous. Smudge the marker?
Yes, Ms. Kopeck. We want all of them to look good, don't we?
Are you talking back to me?
No, ma'am. I just...
Brooke, no one will notice a little smudge like that, and you need to learn about priorities. At this rate, we won't have even half of the community center decorated. And what are you writing on these anyway? Just make them plain. It will go faster.
But we're writing Bible verses. We thought it would help with the outreach.
Let the church do what they want with the outreach. Our job is simply to decorate, and you are not getting the job done. This is an absurd waste of time.
Ahem.
Mr. Richter! What a surprise!
Blanche.
Hi, Mr. Richter.
Hello, Brooke. Becca, Luke, it's good to see you again. It's so nice to have you helping out.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Now, what is this we're working on, this absurd waste of time?
It's just...
Brooke, why don't you explain it to me?
See... They're decorations for the outreach, and then the kids will be able to take them home.
Hmm. They look nice. Mrs. Richter will be pleased when she returns from her speaking engagement.
Thank you.
And Blanche, it's always good to remember that when we're doing our best, there will be a payoff. Diligence has its reward, and even though this is taking an extra effort, I believe it's worth it.
Yes, as do I, Mr. Richter. I just thought that, well... It seems that we might increase productivity if we don't add the frivolity
increased, of... Increased productivity is not always a match for fine craftsmanship, Blanche. Quality, not quantity. That's what a Richter stands behind. And as we're being represented, I stand behind the craftsmanship of these kids.
Oh, I see.
See, Mr. Richter, they're dog tags that go with Grace's dog. You know, for the storytelling part.
Grace?
Yeah, Grace Andrews. She's the main speaker.
Really? Fascinating. Well, that's something I did not know.
Would you like to see the other things we've made so far, Mr. Richter?
No, not today, Brooke. Perhaps next time. I need to get over to the park to pick up Maya for her riding lessons, so carry on.
Mikey, can you put down your list for 1 second?
Hold on, Haley. I just have to finish dividing the no's from the yes's, and then we can go.
No, put it away. Maya's over there.
Where?
By the swings, and she's coming over here. And if you don't ask her to the outreach now, I will.
No, she's mine. Got it?
Fine, just ask her.
I will. Just don't think that...
Maya, she'll hear you.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Nothing. I mean, actually, we were just talking about the outreach that our church is having. Right, Haley?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, and we thought maybe if you're interested, maybe you'd want to come?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Just like that, you'll come?
Mike, she said yes.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, I heard a lot of people were going.
A lot? Like who?
I don't know. It just seems like Anna asked a bunch of people from class, and...
She did? I wonder if she has more than me.
What?
Mikey!
Never mind.
So, when is it anyway?
Not for a couple weeks. But just make sure that you come with me, okay?
Okay.
Maya, come on.
Oh, that's my dad. I gotta go to my writing lesson.
Well, I'll talk to you later about the details and everything, okay?
All right, see you later, and thanks for asking me and everything.
Sure, no problem.
Bye, Maya.
Bye.
I can't believe she said she'd go. That's another one for the yes side.
Michael, get the door, please.
Okay. Pastor Mark, hi.
Hi, Mike.
What are you doing here?
Well, your mom and dad called me.
Michael, you don't leave guests outside.
You do.
Whoops. Mark, come in.
Oh, Pastor.
They called you?
Yes. And I think there's some things we need to straighten out.
Am I in trouble?
No.
No, we just wanted Pastor Mark to come over and clarify some things for you.
Why don't we all sit down?
Sure, come on.
Come on.
Michael, I think we may have had a misunderstanding about the outreach.
Oh, Pastor Mark, you won't believe how many kids I've gotten. I think I'm a shoo-in for the prize.
See, that's where our problem is.
What problem?
Well, your mom and dad called me to tell me that you've been thinking about this night as a competition.
Well, you said that whoever brings the most friends wins.
I did.
I even got Maya Richter to say she'd come.
Who?
Maya? Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. Maya's coming?
Yeah, good one, huh? She should count double.
I got it!
Maya's coming. Oh, this is amazing. Hmm. Mark, we've been praying for Maya since school started this year.
That's great.
How come you didn't tell us right away, Mikey?
I don't know. I marked her on my list.
It's not about the list. Do you understand why we're even having this outreach, son?
Sure, we're going to play games and listen to Grace read her book and tell everyone there about how God loves them. You know, try to help them become Christians.
Honey, did you hear what you just said?
Yeah?
This is my fault. I should have never made it sound like a contest. See, I wanted you guys to be excited about sharing your faith, to know that there's nothing to be ashamed about or scared of in talking about God.
Mm-hmm. So you made it a contest to get us pumped up about bringing people?
I guess so. And I should have thought through that a little more. Do you forgive me?
Sure, but why?
Because I made you forget that Christ would have come down here to save only one person. It isn't about the masses, it's about each individual heart.
Pastor Mark's right, honey. The whole outreach will be worth it if even one person decides to trust God and follow Christ.
Mike, you remember in Matthew when Jesus says that if one sheep out of 100 is lost, a good shepherd will leave the other 99 to find it?
And when he finds him, he rejoices more over that one than the ones who weren't lost. I just don't want you to start believing that this thing is about the numbers. Too many people think that way. Do you understand that?
Yes, and I do forgive you. But it's my fault, too. I mean, I know this stuff. And I think Haley's gotten pretty mad at me this week. I guess I just got carried away, didn't I?
Well, it's easy to do.
Well, I feel better. But I need to talk to the whole group about this, just to make sure we're all on the same page.
It is pretty cool that Maya's coming, isn't it?
Oh,
absolutely.
I'd say so. Now, when did you ask her?
Today. Oh. Haley and I were in the park, and she was there. She's been really nice lately. It's weird.
I think God's been working in her heart for a while, Mike.
Yeah, and she said yes right away. I was going to tell her more about it, but then her dad came and she had to go.
This is
Mikey,
big.
Mikey, that was... Oh, hi, Pastor Mark.
Hi there.
Was there something you wanted, Haley?
Oh, yeah. Mikey, Maya just called and said she can't come to the outreach.
What? Really? But she just said she could.
I know, but I guess her dad told her on the way to writing that she can't come.
And did she say why, Haley?
Well, she said something about how her parents are way high up at First Church, and it wouldn't look good if she came or something. I don't know.
Well, that's just strange. I mean, aren't the Richters hosting this whole night, Mark?
Yes, they are.
So I wonder why he wouldn't want Maya there.
I wanted her to come.
Oh, I know you did, hon. And we can keep praying. The outreach is still a ways off.
I know. It's just that we were so close, you know?
Mm-hmm. What, Mikey? Do you need her there in order to win the contest?
No, Haley. It's not a contest, so we need to forget about winning or losing, okay?
What did you guys do with the real Michael? Yeah,
Haley! Right.
We'll talk about it in Sunday school tomorrow, Haley. But how about we pray for Maya right now?
That's a good idea.
My thoughts exactly.
Mike, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Dear God, thanks that we get the chance to talk.
Well, it's a good thing they got Michael straightened out. We have to remember what it's all about when we witness to our friends and do things like outreaches. It's the people, people like Maya. And I don't know about you, but I was really hoping that Maya would be able to go. I thought she was really coming around. Have you ever had a friend like Maya that you've wanted to bring to church or youth group so they could hear about Jesus?
but something always seems to get in the way. Then follow Pastor Blakemore's advice. Pray for them. It's the greatest and most valuable thing we can do. If you want help or information on reaching out to your friends, or if you want us to add your friends to our prayer list, please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you contact us, be sure to include the four call letters of the station that you listen to. Today's program, The List, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Glenn West and Todd Busty, with music by Steve Wick. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week, down Gilead Lane.